Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Tony Scott. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Mackanin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting third. The right fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Reggie Smith. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bake McBride. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Denny. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, John Denny. And now, play ball. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Simmons and he is out, Sizemore applying the tag. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore bunts towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Denny fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Biedner. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McBride for the out. Simmons moves to third. Two outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Denny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denny hits a line drive towards the mound. Renko reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Foote and he is safe. Brock steals second. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-1 in the game. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Denny fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-1 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sizemore scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. McBride hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0-for-1 in the game. Tyson hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Denny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denny is 0-for-1 in the game. Denny strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 0-for-1 in the game. Renko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Renko moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Foley reaches second base with a double. Renko scores. Scott moves to third. It's Expos, 1, Cardinals, 1. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen is walked intentionally. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-2 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Scott scores. Foley moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-2 in the game. Sizemore hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mäkinen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-2 in the game. Foote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mäkinen moves to second. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Renko hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mäkinen scores. Foote moves to third. Renko moves to second. It's 3-1, Expos. Mike Garman now pitching. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Scott is walked intentionally. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson fields it and throws to home to get Foote. Renko moves to third. Scott moves to second. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Renko scores. Scott scores. Foley moves to third. It's 5-1, Expos. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-3 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dan Worthen now pitching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-2 in the game. McBride takes first base on ball 4. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McBride. The throw from Foote and he is safe. McBride steals second. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 0-for-2 in the game. Wrights hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0-for-2 in the game. Tyson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mario Guerrero now playing shortstop. Mike Barlow now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carter for the out. One out. Pete Mäkinen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mäkinen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mäkinen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Parrish. The throw from Simmons and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foot is walked intentionally. Dan Worthen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Worthen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-3 in the game. Sizemore hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Bryant now pitching. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bryant settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith strikes out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McBride strikes out. Two outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-3 in the game. Reitz strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and St. Louis Cardinals, 1. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.